All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I have bought a big mixed lot of all of the worst video game promotional items of all time.
Oh, boy. I'm sure there's some really bad stuff in here. Oh, wait, I can see there's that one, the severed arm that they sent out to promote Dead Island, I think.
Yeah. It's really bad taste. They've done a lot of this stuff. Like, this is packed in meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is packed in pubes. Like, Jared Leto came in this. There's a lot of these things. It's real gross.
Yeah.
So I figured I would just reach into this bag. Not going to ask you to do it this time. You've been through enough. and pull out a promotional item.
Okay.
Here, and we'll do that game.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, hard.
Yeah.
Wet.
Bitey.
Okay. Here we go. This looks like a little clear bag. Like a little water balloon.
Okay.
Let me flip it around.
Is that a... Wait a minute.
It's a breast implant from Sin Episodes Emergence.
That should have been... That should be inside someone. Games?
Yeah. Secret tidiest games.
It's a little it's a little excessive, I think.
Yeah, they sent the freestanding breast from Sin Episodes Emergence.
Everybody gathers around to touch the tit.
Yeah, everyone touched the tit. Feels like a bag of sand. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
You're listening to Abject Suffering, the only podcast with a big basket of howdy-do.
Ooh, okra.
Yeah.
Slimy.
Okra. My wife grows the hell out of it.
And this week we're talking about Sin Episodes Emergence. This is episode one of one. This was demanded by Joe, saying, "This is a real guilty pleasure game for me. It's not good. It wasn't finished. There's all sorts of jank left in from unfulfilled plans. It's got the whole Alexis Sinclair ick going on, but something about the game feel just clicks with me at a tactile level." Do you guys have any other games like this where you feel like you just intuitively understand them?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's hard to think of one off the spot, but like, there's certainly things that just make sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's part of the appeal.
Yeah. You just get it.
Yeah.
It's like when I'm moving around little guys, you know, on a map.
Yeah. It's like, it's like when I'm like allocating resources to get more resources.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get resources, you know, got gold stake difficulty in Balatro.
Oh, congratulations
to me. Thank you. It's harder than shit. It's not a good climb. It's really hard. You just luck into it, but yet I still fist pumped.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that far in this. I knew about this though.
Oh yeah.
Because this is the first attempt at an episodic game.
Yeah.
Episodes. They only put out one of nine.
This came out in 2006. Is what this is. When did Half-Life 2 Episode 1 come out? You there?
Yeah, I'm just thinking. That's the new noise I make when I'm thinking.
All I heard was, and then nothing.
That came out in June 2006.
Okay. Maybe Sin Episodes was a little bit before that. Yeah, this is this is episodic. And yes. I remember it feeling real weird. I also remember getting this mixed up with, what was that Bungie game on the PS2? Oni? I think it is.
Sure.
Yeah. There are a few things that kind of like fit into this
Project number five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much the same thing. We've already had this conversation. But, this is episodic. It's also a follow-up to, a 1998 game, a 3D shooter that, Sin, which I had never heard of and never played, primarily because Half-Life came out and made it a little bit irrelevant.
Yeah, more or less like the adventures of John Blade were not as interesting.
Yeah.
You know, once Sin came out. And this is from like a real also ran.
Yeah.
You know, this Ritual Entertainment, mm-hmm. who made Quake Mission Packs and Blair Witch Volume 3, the Ellie Kedward tale. Now,
Ellie Kedward.
So not Kelly Edward, the Ellie Kedward tale. What's going on with that?
Hey, Blair Witch, what's happening?
Yeah. What's going on with that Ritual Entertainment? you know, but just kind of like guys who did mission packs and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and just attempted, you know, to make it to the big leagues. I remember Sin having a reasonable reputation,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I never played it. And then hearing about it when the episodic thing came out, because it was news.
Yes.
You know, this idea of like, you pay a little bit of money, you play a 2-hour game once a month,
mm-hmm.
which is a cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we basically all turned against it. Like, we got it with Telltale.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And those games are good.
They were good for a while.
But we all got, good for a while. Exactly. Like, we got basically sick of the model, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this seemed like it had unlimited potential, and then we're like, wait, maybe it doesn't.
Yeah. I think that, like, this was especially the case with Life is Strange 2, I think, which was also released in an episodic model. I like that game quite a bit. I think it's a really good story. It treats the power stuff in a really interesting way. they didn't keep to a schedule. And I think this happened a little bit with Life is Strange 1 as well. But like, it went from 2 months between to, I think the gap between 4 and 5 was like 6 months.
Yes.
They
will kill the fucking pacing.
Yeah.
On anything like this. Like, they're hard to do.
Uh-huh.
I think is the reason why we don't get more of them.
Yeah.
They're hard to do, and the companies that do these experiments don't have the economic security to be like, we're just going to make all the episodes,
mm-hmm.
so we can put them out. Like, they have to see how the first one does.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like every, even, you know, the Telltale ones, which are the most successful example of those, I think, mm-hmm. also had delays.
Yes.
Pretty continuously.
That
fucked up pacing.
It's, you know, and you can't make them all at once because the idea, and this was an idea here too, which was to take community feedback into account, right?
Yeah.
You saw that with Walking Dead season 1 going from having, you know, put in the batteries, you know, little adventure game puzzles to like not having those as they reacted to feedback. Happened in Life is Strange 1 as well. You know, with the throwback to finding the bottles, right? But you can't do that if you are making the entire game, you know, ahead of time on schedule. And developing games is really, really difficult and takes a lot of time, perhaps more time than people are willing to wait between the two, you know, the two installments.
Or, you know, a more charitable, like, player, you know, charitable way mm-hmm. to put that, which, like, I hate being charitable towards video gamers, but
yeah.
is more than the story's pacing can handle.
Right.
Like, it's not even if gamers are willing to wait the amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard to care about episode 6 of a Walking Dead thing if you waited 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a huge thing in comics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, obviously a huge thing in comics. Like, you end up with, like, you know, Warren Ellis' run on Planetary, which took so long to the last like 3 issues out
mm-hmm.
that everyone, like, that's a great comic if you can read it all now.
Yeah.
When it was coming out, it was intolerably, you know, mm-hmm. it wasn't a story.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's also the problem with trade waiting as well, you know, in comics, because for me, going and buying an individual issue of a thing every month, just no.
Yeah. But I'm not going to do that either.
You get caught up point. and then suddenly, you know, basically any series that I tried to follow, I dropped it as soon as I got to the end of what was available, because when the new one came out in 6 months, I just wasn't excited about it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big reason why I've basically moved to, any model. Like, I will only do things that are done or complete, you know, like, I read comics on the app now, because I only read stuff that's out,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a very different model that just works up much better, works much better.
Yeah.
you know, I think than this, or, you know, I even like it more than I like, you know, any kind of serialized media.
Mm-hmm.
I want this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, and even stuff that I really enjoy. I remember wanting more episodes of Better Call Saul out before I got invested in it.
Yeah. Right?
Like I watched partway through season one and I was like, I know I'm going to hit the end of this and it's going to be, I'm just going to put this on ice and then come back later. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, and then also this will pop up even with things that this happens with where I think I want more,
mm-hmm.
you know, like one of the things when I finished reading, the Berserk that was available.
Yeah.
I was like, I wish this would keep going. Mm-hmm. And then it stopped for a very long time. Yeah. And now it's like, I kind of don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm vaguely curious. And when it ends, I will read the whole thing as part of a read of the entire.
Yeah. Bit.
But it was a huge offboarding moment,
mm-hmm.
just running out of stuff to do,
yeah. you know,
to read. Like it is a huge opportunity to quit.
Mm-hmm.
When this kind of thing happens, this is all a way of saying, and like, I didn't feel like Sin episode's emergence felt that special to
no.
me that like, I didn't really see what the patron was feeling and the game feel or what have you, but there was nothing in this that was interesting enough to where I would have been like, I will wait months and months.
Yeah.
If I had gotten invested in this and just like, oh, this is part one of nine, let's fucking go. And then I had to wait until, you know, Night Dive bought it in 2022 for anything to happen, I would have lost my mind.
Yeah.
I'd been furious.
If I got invested in this and just really wanted to see one, and the story of Blade and all of the different breasts that he saw.
Yes. He saw a multitude of breasts that hung over him.
Yeah.
In, you know, in more, not very practical outfits for a super villainous.
Yeah. This is where I have to admit that I couldn't get Sin episodes to run on my computer. It kept on throwing errors. I have no idea what's wrong. Verified the cache, redownloaded it, etc. So instead, I returned that and went and got Sin Gold. You know, just to play it. Man, that game feels like dog shit.
is this your original Sin?
Yeah.
Original Sin.
Yeah.
I have not played that. Sin episodes worked okay for me. Mm-hmm. It did crash a couple times,
yeah,
but it worked okay enough for these purposes.
It has one of the least satisfying gun. Like they don't feel like anything. It's just it, and also enemies are bullet sponges in a way that I feel like they really weren't in games of that era. You know, like taking like a clip and a half. It was like BioShock Infinite levels of bullet sponge. On it.
Ludicrous.
Yeah. But I did get to get acquainted with Blade. What is his full name?
John Blade. John R. Blade.
John R. Rusty Blade.
Yeah, Rusty Blade. Colonel John Rusty Blade. He's obsessed with bringing Elexis to justice. Elexis is the titty CEO from the opening cutscene of this. The CEO of Tit Corporated.
Yeah.
Syntech Industries.
Mm-hmm. She's the double DEO CEO. Yeah.
it's a, you know, there's a conversion chart somewhere. It's like a 10C. she's trying to speed up human evolution.
Yes. Ultimately making a bunch of mutants.
Mutagenic drug called U4.
U4.
Oh, and in 2010, UGO featured her among the 50 best girls in games.
Fun.
Charming, brilliant, and an absolute fox with nigh impossible proportions.
Jesus Christ.
What is UGO? The UGO networks.
It was like a whole bunch of websites. Yeah, it was like
United Gamers Online. Unified Gamers Online.
No, we need to keep them separate. We need to break them up. We can't allow them.
They've become unified and they're raiding the breast. UGO is one of the people who acquired 1UP.com.
Oh, fun. That's why I remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, they fucked that up and then they ceased to exist.
Yeah.
Even after raiding the breast. I'm thinking of 50 best girls in games.
Yeah.
Let's get down to it.
Good Lord. It's almost a joke.
Number one, Toadette. Number two, Elizabeth from Dark Souls.
Like it's such a Maxim magazine style thing.
Right? It's not dated very well.
And like, you know, for if it was any other industry, like, oh, the best female characters in movies, the best women in movies or whatever, like that would still feel a little like depending on where it was coming from, you know,
there could be an element of like respecting a human being.
Yeah.
And, you know, and their talent.
Mm-hmm.
In that, like if you do the best characters in movies, like you're looking at their writing and their performances.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, But if you're doing that in video games, you're not.
Yeah.
Because these are just like, you know, I feel like pretty comfortable that Alexis Sinclair is not a great character.
Yeah.
In this, based on my exposure and like what I've watched on YouTube.
She just kind
of
seems
I think she made it because of the boobs.
Yeah. I think it's because of the boobs. And it wasn't enough just to have one character with the boobs. The episodes also give you a sidekick. A sidekick character named Jessica. Ooh, Jessica Cannon, the newest addition to Blade's core team at Hardcore.
Yes.
So they needed to have boobs that were going to be more present than just a villain who shows up to taunt you.
Yeah, these aren't the boobs that stepped up. The step boobs.
And, you know, I don't want to talk about current events and games because it's a fucking nightmare. But like when people... You know, when dumb people online are saying we must return, spelled with a V, you know, to the games that were real, this is exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
it's very similar to the, you know, we talked about this a little bit, the new X-Men, mm-hmm. with it being like, you know, Rogue doesn't have a big bubble butt anymore. So much so that like the merchandise for it, like I saw a cosplayer who was like, you can't take this away, and it was a cosplayer of like Big Butt Rogue.
Yeah.
And then like there's a sweater you can get that has a pin of it.
Okay.
And then I watched another post, you know, and you know, Facebook shows me X-Men stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, oh man, the action figure of the Goblin Queen, another one of these characters, is way sexier than the cartoon version. The cartoon censored the action figure. of it. And I had a real, like, what is the cartoon censored the action figure? So you can't look at this like cartoons. It's huge. I was talking to, you know, I don't like saying this as a thing, but I was talking to Jeremy about it.
Okay.
And Jeremy's like, this is huge virgin behavior.
Yeah.
And it really is. Like, there's nothing uncool about being a virgin.
Right.
You know, that's fine. But this kind of like, oh man, I can't believe they made this cartoon slightly less hot. I really want this I like the action figure of, and I cannot stress this enough, the Goblin Queen for masturbatory purposes more than I like this image on this cartoon, and this is a problem, is huge fucking sexless loser behavior.
Yeah.
The likes of which the world has never seen. These people have never made pussy one wet. And like, it's just like, this is absolute one-to-one correlation with this shit and posting things like, you know, the idea of a sexually interested woman just seems absurd to me in my experience. Like posting your L's like that shit.
but posting your L's under the guise of speaking intellectually about the dynamics between the sexes.
Yeah. Just, you know, like, you know, the vaginas don't get wet.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem. The Ben Shapiro thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's a medical issue.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, my dude.
Yeah.
Like, you shut the, if you have not flooded a basement, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, you have no business in this conversation. Why are you talking about the Goblin Queen's ass at all? You don't know what to do with the Goblin Queen.
You're out of your element, Donnie. It's real. did I fucking talk to you? Did I ask you to speak kind of thing? Because it's also, it's also a short jump from there to, again, being a return with a V guy who says they're putting ugly women in our games.
Yeah,
more realistically rendered women in our games to discourage us, kind of deal. Like, they're doing this to discourage you.
You got them. You know, they're really, this is their end game.
Uh huh.
You know, the first step. You know, and now it's success.
Yeah.
It's also fucking ludicrously stupid.
Yeah.
One of the things I was thinking about, and this is minor hell world coded, not just like dudes being gross about boobs, but it does involve dudes being gross about boobs ultimately. So there's a indie musician in Portland who I had never heard of, but one of my bandmates was into.
Okay.
Who has recently got canceled, gotten in trouble, did sex pestery, like abuse stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have no dog in this race, other than like feeling sympathetic to the victim.
Yeah.
But one of the things that was making me think about is I was reading about the thread that she posted, and one of the things I was thinking about, and this is obviously this is not the main reason or biggest reason not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't become an abuser because it's wrong and evil. It's disrespectful. It also sounds goddamn exhausting. Like, how do you have time to do this?
Yeah.
You know, as a thing, like, I just want somebody to teach these people about hanging out at home and watching Netflix.
Yeah.
Or like you know, did you know that you can watch anyone do anything on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have to go out and invade DMs and groom.
Mm-hmm.
You could play the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Have you played Baltro? It's fucking nuts. There's so many jokers.
Uh-huh.
And they're all different. It's way more entertaining than being an abuser. It takes less energy. You get to go to sleep, you know, in a big bed with your wife. And you could have this fucking mm-hmm. Motroper. You don't have to do this crapulence.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's
even purely from a selfish perspective.
Yeah.
You know, even putting aside morals, which you should not do, you don't have to put them aside.
Yeah.
Even if you put it aside, it sounds so fucking exhausting
yeah.
to be one of these guys, any flavor of them, either like, you know, actively harassing or just sitting there and bemoaning your return with a V about how they used to have big titty mamas in games. Like,
yeah.
Have you heard about making a sandwich?
Yeah.
Like you can do anything with your fucking time.
See, here's the thing. You think okay. A person who does that obviously has a twisted need that they will expend a lot of effort to fill. But, you know, I think about just a response to, you know, to a lot of things, which is they have pills that make it so you don't have to feel this way.
Yes. Yeah. You know? That's a thing too.
Which yeah. I'm not saying to like, I don't know. You could take that as like, oh, you know, Cole is not taking mental health seriously or whatever, but like there are a lot of things that you can do to not like to not feel like this or to not care about this.
Cause they, yeah. you know, they don't seem happy.
No,
you know,
no.
like it's, I'm not going to pretend that I'm coming at this from like a wishing them well perspective because it's the last thing I want. I want them all to fucking, you know, take a very long nap. You know, I at a certain point you lose your humanity privileges with Gary.
Uh-huh.
I'm fucking done with you.
Yeah.
Not worth my time. But even for them, in addition to this being exhausting, whatever itchy feeling they have
mm-hmm.
that makes them have to do this,
yeah,
that they can't, it can't be a comfortable feeling.
No.
Like anger is a kind of energy. You know, as immortalized by John Lydon, it can feel good, you mm-hmm. know, to be angry.
Yes.
But it's not a healthy carb.
No, no.
For you to be angry about this kind of shit and go up there and get this little reaction and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Take a pill that makes it so you can nurture yourself better.
Yeah.
Ding dongs.
Find a better way to feed yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. You know, it's real, it just doesn't make sense looking at somebody making other people miserable, not even to make themselves feel good, but like nobody involved seems to be really feeling
nobody's
great
having
about
fun.
This. Nobody like,
yeah. Like there's this weird, you know, there's that weird dark, you know, you say lol, it's not because you're laughing. It's a thing you say when you don't know what else to say.
Yes.
You know, like the cowardly, he's putting lol at the end of horrible things you say or haha at the end of things that you say
mm-hmm.
as like a cowardly mode to like
distance. Yeah.
Distance and undercut.
Yeah.
You know, everything you're saying, but there's no laughter happening.
Yeah.
You know, it is not when people line up to do the laugh reacts under the thing that's saying that one of the X-Men characters is non-binary
mm-hmm.
or that like, you know, Aloy has facial hair. Nobody has actually laughed. There's no human joy that's happening in
no,
that.
No, not at all.
You know, and you know, laughter is important. Laughter rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And these people could be doing it if they stopped doing this and use their energy like watching fun comedy clips.
Mm-hmm.
I need these people to be lazier and hang out in bed more often. They're depressed in the wrong way.
Well, I mean, they could be harassing people while they're bed rotting.
That's true.
So
that's true.
I don't want to prescribe that as a be all end all solution.
Bed is a lifestyle, not just a place to be. Like if they're in bed as a point of view, you know, then maybe they'll be okay.
Yeah. Ultimately, it just comes back to be fucking cool, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it's fucking silly. It's very frustrating stuff.
Yeah. And you know, this started at the point of somebody like doing extreme, I assume, interpersonal abuse or whatever. It's weird to start there and then talk about this other behavior, but it does feel of a piece that if left to go on too long, one becomes the other. You know,
it's a 1000% a pipeline.
Yeah,
you know, it's a way to radicalize people. Like, you like looking at boobs,
mm-hmm.
you know, they don't put as many big boobs in games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get Alexis Sinclair,
yeah.
the CEO of Syntech Industries of the Syntech Supremacy Tower.
Yeah.
If you don't get that, then,
yeah.
And then, mm-hmm. and then eventually, just, you know,
not only are you entitled to this, you are actively being denied it. Therefore, it is a radical act to claim it for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody has taken something away from you.
Yeah.
You know, it's an embarrassing cultural moment,
mm-hmm.
you know, that like lasted for a very long time. And it's not gone. It's warped in different ways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now. Like, what's really interesting is that the right thinking people around this stuff, I feel like we did not spend very much time in the backlash to Alexis Sinclair era, you know,
yeah.
and have kind of like speed ran past that to other things,
mm-hmm.
you know? So now it's as much as, again, I don't have to hand it to any of these people. I want them to all fucking, you know, lose their internet license. But there is something quaint about people complaining about boobs
mm-hmm.
again, as opposed to way, way, way more insidious and angry things that people complained about.
But it's,
you know, like they're connected for sure. Like, you know, but like it felt like it'd been a minute since it'd been boobs.
Yeah.
And it had been just like, you know, trans person in game exist.
Yeah.
Gay person in game exist. And now we're back to just, I want to look at titty. You know, it almost feels like we're it's semi-nostalgic.
So, I mean, I'm going to counter you on this mm-hmm. and say that it is like, that is a new thing to surface, but it is all part of the same bolus, because the person who is complaining about where my big titty waifu's at, I say waifu not to single out people who like Japanese stuff, but you know, the little figurines, right? You know, where are my big titty characters?
I'll single them out.
Okay, yeah,
Don't.
It's bad, appreciate yeah.
wanting a big titty waifu sucks.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, you know, where is that? That is being denied to them, not just by, you know, just like, oh, we're getting something else instead. They are saying, oh, if I see anybody with melanin, or realistically, it's all part of the same thing, to the point where I don't know if this came over to Blue Sky. I haven't seen it there. In the Bad Place, a huge thing right now is those return accounts posting pictures of the actress Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that stuff made it over.
Okay.
Some insane, absolutely insanity discourse.
Yeah.
So level about Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Yes. And, you know, to the point where, you know, these blue checks, you know, the return blue checks are posting pictures of Sydney Sweeney, who is attractive, conventionally attractive, you know, with part, you know, parts of her breast exposed, and saying wokeness is so over.
Yeah, yeah.
Big breasted women had gone away.
Big-breasted women went away because the wokes took them away. Like, yeah. I would never argue they're not connected.
Yeah.
It's just a different locus of complaint.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And weirdly, one that, like, you just like looking at boobs, if you mm-hmm. would just admit that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least like an ethos, you know, I don't respect it or anything.
Say what,
like,
you will about the tenets of national socialism.
But like, if these people, instead of being like, this is a culture war thing and this is an insidious plot against us, there are conspiracies uh-huh. who are trying to keep us down. They're just like, man, I love looking at boobs and there are fewer boobs,
mm-hmm.
which is not true. You know, by the way, that didn't stop happening in games.
Right.
If you open up Steam, it's 99% boob.
Oh yeah.
It's all like my harem anime shit now. Like uh-huh. we are living in a, like, if that's what makes wokeness go away, boobs never went away.
No.
But if they've just been like, I just love looking at huge titties,
mm-hmm.
like, it's at least understandable.
Yeah.
I think it kind of sucks. Like, I don't know, stop being attracted to cartoons, grow up.
Yeah.
But like, at the, you know, it doesn't, it's understandable.
Yeah.
It makes more sense than just like, what if this person is black?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's that's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to say one of them is, you know, I would never say that it's, this is somehow pure or more good. It's adjacent to something that is more understandable and less based in bigotry and just wanting to get your rocks off.
Yeah.
Which is something that I think kind of sucks with regards to art, but is also something that is mm-hmm. not, I don't put on the same level as just straight up racism.
It's being talked about like it is the same people speaking in the same voice with kind of the same valence of energy as people. Like it is all said in the same voice, right?
Yeah.
Which is baffling when you've got, you know, somebody who is talking about, oh my God, trans people are the end of the world, et cetera, et cetera. And then without changing tone, start shrieking, look at this gif of gameplay from Stellar Blade. She's climbing up this ladder and her butt is wiggling. We are so back. Yes. This is the culture so war back. To me.
Yeah. It is like a wire has gotten crossed.
Yeah.
There's a real like man who mistook his wife for a hat.
Yeah.
Shit happening with some of these guys.
Yeah.
And it's intentional, right? Like, mm-hmm. to them, it is a pipeline. The idea is they sell you the little lie mm-hmm. to sell you the big one.
Yeah.
You know, and they're taking advantage of these guys who just want to look at boobs and butts mm-hmm. to funnel them into worse opinions. Like they're drawing that connection on purpose.
Yeah.
For things like that. And that it's insidious and fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It's also very cyclical. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we went through a couple of years where I didn't hear that much about boobs
mm-hmm.
and now we're back in the boob zone.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
in video games, like, and also on Sydney Sweeney, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're getting like think pieces about like, you know, just the end of the ass man.
Yeah. Like, yeah. This is not related to that, but Pocket tried to serve me up the dark side of dinks.
but by Pocket, you don't mean your cat. You mean the Read It Later app
It comes on the homepage of Firefox. I switched browsers.
Okay.
So it popped up on Firefox. Mm. But like the dark side of dinks, people who want kids but can't afford them. Yeah. Sucks to be you.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't actually mean that.
No.
I just wanted to have a dink supremacy moment, you know, feeling good about my, you know, pleasant dinkness.
I feel like somebody who wants a kid but cannot have one because of material reasons would not self-apply the dink label.
No, this is like a magazine would do to them.
Yeah.
You know, because they're also, I mean, they are dual income, no kids.
Technically. But not in spirit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, not in spirit, no. Like, it is a lifestyle that we live.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's all bleaker than bleak bullshit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks that, you know, we talked about earlier, like everybody just be cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want that for boobs too.
Yeah.
You know, like it is cool. Like I think boobs are good.
Mm-hmm.
People have them.
Yeah.
Like they're real. Mm-hmm. You can have them in a video game. Mm-hmm. It's just weird for the CEO of this to have them dangling over your head with no bra, nipple practically in your mouth as a cutscene.
Mm-hmm.
For this, as a opening statement for this.
Yes.
It makes me not trust it. You know, the purpose of this kind of thing matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the intent kind of matters, and it is, you know, it's literally objectification, like as opposed to characterization or, you know.
Yeah. It's not great as a statement. It is something, they very intentionally did, right? Like a lot of yeses led up to that and nobody stopped to ask the question, do we want this to be this game forever? Right. Yeah.
And in the mid 2000s, it made sense.
Yeah.
Because you had Yugo Media
mm-hmm.
Going out there and being like, this is one of the 50 best girls in games.
They had to feed
girls
them.
In games.
They had to feed the Maxim Industrial Complex.
Yeah. Somebody had to carry that torch. I've been getting a lot. This has always been true, but I've been getting a lot of extra amusement out of little phrases like that.
Okay.
You know, like I was talking about that drill book, which is talking about COVID was caused by pain at the pump. Because nobody could. And then the warlock who I follow on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
you know, if people don't know this, there is a conservative magician. who I follow on Facebook, or I decided to friend, and found out a bunch of stuff about him, including that he hired a detective to get his kid back, and he's like real family court pilled.
You talked about this, right? This was one of the guys at the All American Magic Show.
Yes, he's one of the All American magicians. He just did a thing where it shows like gas prices in 2020, and like remember this in November, and like wrote like a wow, makes you think gas prices being cheaper then. And I was just like, is there anything these motherfuckers care about other than gas prices?
Oh yeah.
Like, I was just like, well, this guy, if you looked at this guy's, you know, top 10 priorities, like 3 through 4 would be Pain at the Pump.
Mm-hmm.
He hates Pain at the Pump.
Yeah. I mean, it's real. I don't know what, like, how old that person is, but I think anybody, the reasons why boomers are like that is because they experienced the, like, mid-70s gas crisis.
Yes.
You know, like
Carter-nomics got him.
Yeah, yeah. And that is such a foundational part of their thing. My stat, I don't like talking about my family an awful lot or talking shit, but it's just illustrative. Like, the first thing that comes up when you talk is either what was the price of gas on your way in, like the gas station you passed, or can you believe that this place is selling it for 10 cents more than this place? Why is
Lord.
That? And it is just,
it's the most boring thing that I've ever heard in my life.
It's perennial. You move past it pretty quick, right?
Yeah. But it's got to check in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not like, I understand, you know, the price of gas is a major factor that will make or break.
Yeah.
Like people's lives, right? Like if you are barely making it and mm-hmm. the price of a tank of gas goes up like that and you're barely making ends meet.
Yeah.
That can be really tough. I think it's safe to say in this scenario, we're not talking about people who are barely making their ends meet.
No, no.
You know, it's just this weird kind of like stock market that you don't own stock in. Yeah. You just keep an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so goddamn bland. Like this is not what we're put on life, you know, on the world to do.
It's like just a culture war cudgel, just like the big boobs thing is because if you pull that thread on the gas prices, eventually you would get back to Islamophobia, Arabophobia, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anti-Semitism, you know, like it's all connected. It's just proxies and cudgels the whole way down.
Yeah. Yeah. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Look at the screenshot I just sent you from the Warlock.
Yeah. I'm not going to say his name. Two new original illusions coming
read
soon.
Read the ellipses and read what's in caps, please.
Okay. In caps. Okay. Yep. Okay. Two new original illusions. .. Coming soon with the help of name. .. Illusion designer. No period.
Illusion designer. The cadence of that makes me very happy.
Illusion.
Coming soon with the help of, you know, Robert Ricardo. .. Illusion designer. Like, it sounds very coquettish to me for some reason.
Illusion designer.
Illusion designer.
Like, with all of the bravado, two new original illusions. Like, you know, you could say, like, mastermind, illusion mastermind.
Yeah.
Illusion craftsman.
No, he's an illusion designer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. He doesn't come up if you Google him. The
not
person who is the Google illusion designer either. So I don't really, mm-hmm. I don't know. This guy's funny. And he hates Pain at the Pump.
Pain at the Pump.
He hates Pain at the Pump.
Yeah.
The worst thing to him is Pain at the Pump. If you don't like Pain in the Pump, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah. Unlike gasoline, the price doesn't mm-hmm. go up. However, more content is added at an irresponsible pace.
Yeah, it's the opposite of that. It'd be like if you bought gas and then it just kept going.
It is a deflationary spiral over at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yes, very, very different.
Yeah.
And we'd appreciate that very much.
Mm-hmm.
And then also ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts.
Please.
Podcast Addict.
Mm-hmm.
And join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Thank you so much, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
Think so. Until next time, before next time, everybody needs to wait around until after the show, where Gary and I will finish our all-puppet rendition of Waiting for Godot.